Was James Whitey Bulger a hands-on killer as described in opening statements by Assistant U.S. Attorney Brian T. Kelly, or, as the defense conceded, a gangster who had, quote, an unbelievably lucrative enterprise in Boston, unquote, but was not an informant, an argument that was meant to challenge the government's contention that Bulger committed murders while under the aegis of the FBI. The prosecutor's opening presentation to the jury included photographs on a screen of all 19 of Bulger's alleged victims, murders that the prosecution argued he was able to carry out under the protection of corrupt police officers and FBI agent John Connolly. Defense attorney J.W. Carney pushed back, arguing that prosecution witnesses, including confessed murderers John Martirano and Steve Rifleman Flemmy, were the real informants during Bulger's reign of terror. Carney argued that Martirano, who admitted to killing 20 people over a nearly 20-year time span, was unreliable. And he asked the jury this question, quote, would someone like John Martirano be willing to lie against James Bulger? Tom Donahue, son of alleged Whitey Bulger victim Michael Donahue, outside the courtroom, answered the question this way.
You know, Martirano, yeah, he did break a lot of cases. He is a murdering animal, you know. Obviously, he don't care about anybody in the world. That's just the way those selfish people are. But, you know, he broke a lot of cases open. He had nothing to do with my case. But for him to kill 19 people and only get, what, 10, 12 years in jail? That's an absolute joke. An absolute joke.
Michael Donahue, Tom Donahue's father. Michael Donahue was murdered in 1982. He was one of several people the prosecution said were killed by Bulger. In chilling details, Assistant U.S. Attorney Kelly described how Bulger took victims into the basement of 799 East 3rd Street in South Boston and murdered and buried them there, with Rifleman Flemmy and Kevin Weeks participating or looking on. J.W. Carney said that any testimony from Bulger's former gangster associates is, quote, an unreliable recipe to get the truth, unquote. But Stephen Davis, whose sister was allegedly murdered by Bulger, says sometimes you have to dance with the devil.
They have 19, 20, some, maybe 30 murders that were unsolved over a 40-year period. You know, without these guys coming forward to speak upon it, they don't have a case.
J.W. Carney argued that Stephen Flemmy had greater motives than Bulger to kill the two women, Deborah Hussey and Deborah Davis. Davis' brother Steve was asked if he thought this was conceivable.
It could be, but it's unlikely because with him living just 25 feet away, door to door, front door to front door to Billy Bulger's house, would Stevie doing anything like that in that house and anything taking place as getting caught or getting caught bringing a body out of that house without Whitey's permission? And besides, Whitey and my sister hated each other. I mean, it would have gave Whitey a pleasure to put my sister to sleep.
Bulger is being charged with 32 counts of racketeering, extortion, money laundering, and firearms possession, as well as the murder allegations. But this trial is shaping up to be as much a story and allegations about FBI and police corruption during Bulger's reign as it is about Bulger himself. Tom Donahue.
Connie was right. A lot of the things that he said in there, I actually, in some ways, I believed. You know, how Whitey was able to terror everybody for 30 years, murder, manipulate, extort, and not get in trouble at all. Why the government, the FBI sat back and didn't do a damn thing about it.
And that's the way the defense in this trial has planned it, in their effort to discredit admitted killers and mobsters whom the prosecution have called on to help convict James Whitey Bulger. At the U.S. Courthouse, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.